boy, it's time to celebrate because it's America's 250th birthday. That means there's going to be parties, there's going to be barbecues, there's going to be fireworks. And does that make us all feel great? Well, wait a minute. Take a look around. If you've got a fur baby, they may not be feeling so great about it. And joining us is Dr. Michael Bailey. He is the president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Dr. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, and happy 4th of July.
Boy, for some of us, yeah, but wait a minute. If we've got a dog, and I do, I have a dog, Migo, when those firecrackers start to go off, you can just see it in their eyes. They start to change. So what do we need to know to get ready for, especially later on tonight?
Well, you know, it's all called pre-planning. This planning can start way ahead, maybe days, may even be months. So let's start off with making sure that our pets have identification on their collar and RFID chip. So for some reason, they get startled, bolt, separate from us, they can be reunited with us. Then we come down to the fact the noise itself can be a problem.
What sort of dangers do pet owners and their pets face, especially on this weekend, this 4th of July weekend?
Once again, separation. This is the time of year when pets get hit by cars more than any other time of year. So we want to protect them away from that. But then let's just talk about around home. We have friends and neighbors and family coming and visit us. Can those pets leave the yard? If they're in the yard, are they being exposed to foods that maybe they shouldn't have? You know, that barbecue and other things. Simple things like grapes can be deadly to your dog. So we want to be sure they aren't exposed to any of that. And we haven't even gotten to the fireworks yet. Now, we have fireworks coming later in the day. I recommend to folks that you take your pets out early in the day and you have a nice, long walk. Why? First of all, they're having attention paid to them. Second of all, you're tiring them out. Third of all, if it's hot like it's going to be around where I live, you're out when things, the asphalt, the concrete, and even the sand and the beach are going to be cooler for their pads.
Now, what if you have outdoor activities? A lot of us like to take our pets with us. Is it a good idea to take your dog with you if you're going to see fireworks?
I probably wouldn't take them with me to the fireworks because no matter what, that's probably going to upset your dog. And here's the thing, they can hear and feel things 3 to 4 times the distance that we have. So if you're sitting at home and you see them looking a little anxious, it could be because they're already sensing something going on miles down the road. This is a time of year where if you know your pet's sensitive to it, pre-plan. Talk to your veterinarian. We have these anti-anxiety shirts, which if your pet is one of those who needs it, have it available. So if you need to, you can put it on, especially if you're taking them to the fireworks. But I don't recommend going to the fireworks with them because the loud noise, and if you're really close to it, some of those fragments coming down can be very hot and their fur is flammable.
If you're leaving your pet alone at home because you're out celebrating a barbecue, maybe you're going to the fireworks, what should you do to make sure your pet's going to be okay if they're hearing these fireworks from a distance?
I like to tell people, you've taken them out for that walk. They're now somewhat tired. Have hopefully an inner room where you can go into, which they're used to being in, and you're playing with them a bit. You're rubbing their belly. You have a new toy with them. And then you make sure they have everything to make themselves comfortable, including their bed so they know this is where I'm supposed to be. I recommend putting on music or talk radio, even the TV set, so that they have something to help break up that noise. But once again, some pets are just so hypersensitive, you may have to talk to your veterinarian about the clothing I've talked about, some over-the-counter medications, even prescription medications that can help their anxiety.
We're talking with Dr. Michael Bailey. He is the president of the AVMA. All right, so you said some medications, some over-the-counter things. What would be safe to give your pet if you don't talk to your vet first? And I would imagine dosage is based on size.
Right. And because of that, I'm not going to name anything specifically over the ear because this should be a conversation you have with somebody who knows your pet specifically. And while we're doing that, if you're traveling with your pet, be sure that you have what's required for health certificates, particularly if you're going over state borders or international borders. But even if they're just going around the corner with you, do not go into the store and say, I'm just going to be in there for a minute and leave them in the car. Even if the air conditioning is running, cars have timers on them. They shut the cars off after a certain period of time, and the air conditioning will go off.
Cars can
heat up very fast.
That's what I was going to say, because we have had terrible, terrible heat all this week. It's going to be a little bit cooler here. But are there any specifics that you see, dogs especially, because I spend more time outside than cats, that you're seeing as far as heat dangers that they have suffered?
Hot asphalt, concrete sidewalk can burn their pads. If you see them drooling, if their mucous membranes are getting pale, if they're panting extremely fast, remember, they lose their heat by that respiration. They do not have pores in their skin like we do, so they need to have air that does move, that helps cool them down. Have a fan, but make sure it's a fan that protects them from sticking their nose or their tail in it so that you can have moving air around them. And if your pet is showing any of these signs, you can put a cool compress on their pads, because if you feel their pads, they're going to be extremely warm because they have a lot of blood vessels down there. And this helps cool them down extremely fast. Cool water. Make sure they have a ready source of cool water, not cold water, not ice cold water. This can cause their blood vessels to constrict and you can send them into shock.
And finally, Dr. Mike, does the American Veterinary Medical Association have any information that we can go just online to get?
AVMA.org is a plethora of information, and you are welcome to get on there and use it to your best. And once again, I'm going to recommend have a relationship with your local veterinarian, because they're going to try to tailor what's best for your pet in your location.
Dr. Michael Bailey, president of the AMVA, thanks for joining us today, and happy 4th of July.
You too. Everybody be safe and make sure you enjoy your time with your pets.